Pad Thai.
Dude,
So it's like
that's,
noodles with mixed vegetables.
I love Pad Thai.
And they threw an egg in there with spring rolls. Guess how much it was?
Like $2.
It was
probably.
$2.
Yeah, $2. Dang.
It's $1.90.
It's nothing.
It's like one. It's $1.50 with the egg. It's $1.90.
Get a good meal for $2.
And dude, I was like, holy shit, that's not a lot. No, dude. Meantime, both ate. And I was like, shit, I'm full. Like, that's awesome street food to eat when you're drunk. Better than tacos. Better than, I don't know about better than tacos, but better than like best worst or anything you'd see like in up here. It was cool.
Best worst. I miss best worst. We're back. Ooh. Welcome, part two of John's adventure in
Adventures in Asia.
John's adventures in Asia. He last time we spoke to you, just gave you a rundown of what you did. Right, we walked through.
We walked through Manila.
Walked through
some Bangkok.
Bangkok.
But yeah, I was gone for 20 days. About 20 days. Went to. The middle part, south part of the Philippines, did some island hopping there, checked out Bangkok, a little bit of up north in Thailand, a little bit of Japan. It was a trip. So far, first of all, I want to give you some gifts.
Sweet.
There's this word in the Philippines called pasalubong, and it basically is like wherever you go, you bring gifts from where you're from. Or where you went to. So when we went to the Philippines, we brought pasalubong from the States because we're from here. Two people to Manila.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So we bought everywhere we went, we brought gifts for people.
What did you take from here?
Hot Pockets was a big thing that they wanted in Manila.
Oh, I saw that written on the mirror.
Yeah, like, Hot Pockets. This is a word. A lot of their words derive from social economic statuses. So in the Philippines, there's a word called sosi. So it's like social. When you're sosi, that means you're like high society or whatever.
Right.
And so eating, hot pockets are very expensive in the Philippines. And they don't taste the same.
Right.
They're different. A lot of stuff doesn't taste the same in Asia. And so that's very sosi. It's very high class.
Right.
And so we bought them two big packs of hot pockets because they really like them. They really enjoy them. And I was like, oh, hot pockets, like what the fuck? But they really like them, and you know, I like Hot Pockets, but it's a different world. It's different.
Yeah, it's new to them.
Yeah, like over there, McDonald's is high class too. Like when you go to, because McDonald's, really? Like you know how McDonald's.
Did you go to any McDonald's?
No, they made it a point not to go to any American food because they wanted to do the whole, you know.
Yeah,
when in Rome, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
But you know how McDonald's has like really like fancy interior design and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It still is true in Asia compared to other restaurants,
right.
So it's really like fancy, like
McCafe
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different. It's also expensive. And they sell like rice bowls there in McDonald's, and like it's different dishes and stuff. We brought one of the things we brought was a big thing was Hot Pockets.
That's crazy.
Comic books. Yeah, because they're very hard to get and very expensive.
Wow.
One guy wanted comic books.
Like Marvel comic books?
Yeah, like Marvel, like X-Men, all that. He's like, I don't care what it is, just like give me comic books.
Yeah, so just to, like see the artwork.
Just to have it, because they're hard to find, they're expensive.
Wow.
Makeup, American makeup
mm-hmm.
was the thing. What else did we get? Earphones was the thing, because they're very expensive, like high quality earphones.
Yeah.
They're expensive here in general too,
yeah.
Like $20, $30. And they're really good though. It's not like some cheap knockoff brand.
Right.
They're really good. We also brought clothes. American clothes. What else? Liquor. We brought liquor for them, for some people, for Sam's uncle. Get to that later. yeah, that guy's another story. I don't know what else. Jewelry, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you go on a trip and stuff, you bring pasalubong back.
How do you say it?
Pasalubong. So it's
pasalubong.
Yeah, like I don't even know how to spell it. I used to.
Pasalubong.
It's here on my Instagram. Everything's on Instagram. It's PASALUBONG.
Pasalubong. The G is silent.
Pasalubong. No, you can say the G. Pasalubong.
Pasalubong.
Yeah, pasalubong.
Pasalubong.
And so, So where you go take a trip and stuff, you bring gifts back to people. Like, have to bring gifts. It's a thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That I mean, it's kind of a common thing, but I mean, to bring stuff back, like, every time I go somewhere, I bring stuff back. to people, but taking stuff, I've never done.
Well, I never did either.
Right?
Everywhere I went, I was like, whatever. Like, I'm going myself kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not bringing anything back. I'm not giving you anything. But it's really cool to see people and give them gifts. I thought that was the most fun also when over there. To like, I have, like, it's not even a question. You have to bring gifts back or you have to bring gifts over there.
I guess it's kind of cool because you're staying there and they're taking you in, feeding you.
It was cool. I was kind of at first like, man, like, that's a lot of money to go. It's a lot of people were watching. But no, it was really, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think more when I was out there, shopping for me was like, but when I would, like, I don't know, I bought you shit. Every time I looked at something, I was like, that's cool for JP, that's cool for JP. Like, if I was like, oh, this is for so and so, if they don't like it, I'm gonna give it to JP. Like, and I was like, man, JP's gonna have everything. But I stopped myself a lot. Like, I was like, when I got there at that market, I was gonna buy you this like $30 thing, like American $30, this huge like wooden thing. And I was like, Sam's like, what? It's too heavy. We haven't bought anything else. Like, it's not gonna fit your luggage. Like, yeah. I was like, but it's so fucking cool. Like, you will dig it. Like, you know, she's like, no. I was like, okay, yeah, buy her some smaller stuff.
Yeah, very cool.
So yeah, I brought Boston Lubon back for everybody, and that was probably the fun part for me to get stuff. We didn't get to do a lot of shopping because we're sightseeing and stuff, but we did. I got a couple of things for you. I'll bring them over and then you can react however you want.
Sweet.
You want to do one by one or just the whole thing?
Let's do one by one.
Okay. So when I went to Thailand, I drank this beer called Chang beer.
Oh, no
way,
dude.
It has two elephants on it because Chang, it translated, is elephant.
Wow.
Yeah. So... it's a V-neck. It's a large, but don't let that fool you. It's an Asian large.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw large and I was like, but that doesn't look...
I have a black one that's Leo beer, and that's another beer I drank there. And
that design is just sick, dude.
And it's a huge company. They also have like Chang water, Chang like soda. So it's like not just beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is Chang beer, and it's like a fountain. And
it's like two elephants looking at each other with a fountain coming out, and the fountain's like... foil gold.
I think this is Buddha, but I'm not sure.
That's awesome, dude.
So that's your first gift.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. I thought you would dig it.
Yeah. This is like totally my style right here.
Yeah.
It's printed really nicely.
Yeah,
too.
We went to some other place in Khon Kaen. It was called Overdose. The name of the brand was Overdose. And they were a mix of Malaysia and Taiwan, I want to say. And they had really dope, like Zoomies type stuff, like very almost skateboarder-ish, but it was their own brand. And it was like Overdose was the logo, or was the name of the name of the brand, and it was like weed, surf, and rock and roll. That was the thing.
That was like
there's
the
their thing.
Whole
yeah.
Theme.
Yeah, whole theme. And he was like, I took a picture of the guy and him and his wife. They look sick, man. He had that's what I was telling you about. Keegan was trying to get where he got his pants and had the broken English, and he spoke English. So, oh yeah, let me phrase that up. So Keegan was already kind of frustrated because not everyone speaks English. So he would say something and they'd just be like, they wouldn't even like say what, whatever. It was just kind of like whatever. And so he saw this one guy with some sick pants. They're almost like dancing pants.
Like hammer pants.
Yeah, or like chachi pants.
Yeah.
And so he was like, where... buy pants, right? Like doing like the whole thing, buy pants, wear.
Maybe the easiest words for them
to break it down, yeah. And the guy was like, excuse me, how can I help you? Like, you know, what do you want? It was like, oh shit.
Straight up English?
Yeah, like this guy was like, oh man. It was a sick couple. This is a picture of them and their shop, their little shop there. And I'll post it up. I forgot his name. His name was really trippy. It was like Bong Bong or something like that. And it's him and his wife.
Oh yeah, man, they're totally like just like clothing brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, his pants are sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
They're really cool.
That shop looks awesome.
Yeah, they have a bunch of like crazy cool hats and stuff. I'd buy more stuff there, but I mean, you could only carry so much with you. They had a lot of like American, like LA Lakers, whatever kind of thing, like style, like almost. I don't know. It was cool. It was like a breath of fresh air when we went there and checked them out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I bought that shirt there, and
sweet.
Not there, but in a store next to there. Yeah, it was cool. The Chang beer was good. Keegan and Kelly had like tank tops of it too. If you see the video of them.
How would you? What would you compare the chain beer to?
It was a light beer, but it wasn't like a light like a Corona. It was like a Budweiser.
Like Sapporo.
I never had Sapporo.
I mean, I like Asian beers.
I mean, I've had Chinese beer? I forgot what it was called. Sing Sao? No. Sing Sao. I forgot. But it was a nice, not super hoppy, but it was a nice beer.
It was a good beer.
It was smooth. It was great. It was great. It went down. Leo beer was a little darker. It was more of like a Bock. It was more of like a, you know. That was cool.
I love the foil print.
Yeah.
And it's like really well printed.
All these clothes, Gentle Cycle and dry, air dry.
Yeah.
Don't put it in the dryer. It's going to shrink or it's going to fade. So.
It's printed really nice. I had some friends that did like t-shirt printing. They had like a whole printing mm-hmm. thing. And dude, this is like tough to do. It looks like it's like hand done too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't look like it's factory done, you know?
Nah, it's like a hand press.
Yeah, thing. Hand press type dude.
There was a lot of shirts there and stuff. That was pretty cool. But yeah, I'm bringing some other gifts that I got. I'm gonna go in the order.
It's like Christmas, man.
Yeah, definitely. So you get you gotta pick one.
Okay.
Because I wanna keep the other ones. So pick one of the colors.
Oh man, I gotta go with the black.
I think that's what I got for you. Actually, I never thought about you. I thought you would do
oh,
black.
Oh man, this is nuts.
Dude,
this is the most insane thing.
They're nice. You should try it on.
Dude, this is probably the coolest thing I've ever seen. I mean, what is this? Is there a name for this?
I forgot. I don't know what they're called. They're one size fits all. Untie the neck part because it gets tight. And they have they're like little bells. That one definitely don't dry. I would suggest hand washing, but yeah, there's the little bells.
The bells in the neck. Dude, this is nice.
Keegan got a really cool one. So in Asia, there's the thing called free size, and that's like one size fits all. No, dude, without your shirt. You're supposed to be like, yeah.
It's supposed to be.
And a lot of people wore shirts like that in Thailand.
Like just straight up?
Yeah, because it's hot, dude.
Dude, I want to just go to, like, I want to
Keegan,
go out
Keegan wore out like that.
Like in the States.
Yeah, I wore a green one to sleep, but yeah, man. And just tie the top. Yeah, perfect.
Dude, this is nuts, man. Traditional, like,
it's straight up, you think like Thailand.
There's like,
and they're like, they're not like three quarter sleeves, they're a little bit shorter, they're supposed to be short.
Yeah, yeah,
they're supposed to be like that.
There's like animals on here that are like look mythical, like, that's not a tiger or a lion, it's kind of
like,
a lion.
Lion, yeah, and there's like a giraffe and tiger,
dude. Thank you so this is insane. And then there's floral print on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Good call. I think you know me pretty well.
Yeah, man.
This is I'm probably never gonna change out of this.
Keegan wore it out to in the Philippines.
This is so cool. I can see myself through my computer.
Mm-hmm. I use the green one out. If I find probably get the other one to my brother.
That is insane. I love like
I knew you would like it, yeah.
Like just I just want people to look at me and be like, where'd you get that? Because you can't get it here.
No, you can't. And I was looking for pants for you because I knew you commented you wanted pants. I couldn't find any pants, man.
Those pants are nuts.
There was some given to me, but yeah. I can't give those away.
They
were gifts.
Mm-hmm. That's
I have some like Goku looking pants, like straight up orange, like capris.
Oh really?
And you have to like tie them, like roll them to get tight because they're really fat.
Yeah.
And you gotta like tie it around your waist.
Oh okay.
It's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's cool though. And then you tie the bottoms to like capris and stuff. It's.
I want to get some chachi pants and then wear this with the chachi pants. This look real crazy. And then my rat tail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna freak some people out.
That's cool. I really liked it. And I thought
it feels awesome on like. mm-hmm. like my skin.
So don't dry it, just yeah. air dry.
Yeah, I'm going to cycle. Have to look up how to wash all this stuff.
It's usually, they recommend hand wash, but if you want to put it in the washer, gentle is fine.
Hand washing is probably easier for me anyway.
But yeah, I when I got the black, because I didn't like the black one, I was like, oh, that's not my thing. But I was like, three people would totally dig this
black
one.
Yeah, black one's like,
I was like, but then I got all colors. I don't know, I thought green would be cool and red and blue would be cool too, so.
They're all cool colors. You can see on the blue one, there's like dude riding a camel.
Mm-hmm.
Some elephants.
The elephants and
the
stuff.
Print, I love the print, like just how it's all horizontal print.
Mm-hmm. Kiki got a cool one. The one that I tried on, because look, this is an ongoing thing in Asia that happened. I would always look at cool stuff, like find cool stuff. And it'd be like, once I sit on, I'm like, damn, that sucks. And then Keegan would be coming around the corner and be like, hey, that's cool. And he'd try it on, it'd be perfect. And it'd be, ah, oh, shit. Yeah. And, like, it happened like 4 or 5 times.
He's just like the perfect size?
Yep, he's Asian size, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, it's just free size, it wouldn't fit you. I was like, god dang. But like, I tried it on some other ones, and they were kind of a little bit bigger, and they were flowy. And I was like, whatever, I'm going to buy them anyways.
Very cool.
So yeah, I thought you would really dig that. And that one was in, I bought that in Khon Kaen.
This is like a complete, like, this is very... The first shirt, the beer shirt, looks very like hip hop culture,
mm-hmm.
very street art, like streetwear,
mm-hmm.
and this is very like traditional, where like it's a complete contrast. Yeah, I contrast everything. Everything is contrast.
It's yeah. Very. I thought you would like it.
Nailed it.
We can wear, and like her aunt was like, "You can wear that at home," and I was like, "Screw that! I'm gonna wear this like everywhere. It's cool."
Yeah, like I'm gonna. Go to a bar in this.
Yeah, where'd you get that? Oh, straight up from Thailand, yeah. Man. I didn't get this at a freaking Hot Topic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's from Thailand. This was made by somebody in Thailand.
Yeah. There's no tag on it, nothing. It's.
But then again, so was my Nike gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, which is kind of... That is weird. I'm wearing Nike shorts, Nike socks, Nike shoes. And I was wearing a Nike shirt,
mm-hmm.
which are all made in Thailand. And now I have...
Or some of the countries are there, yeah.
Yeah. Or I think most of them are made in Thailand, most of the Nike stuff. Now I get straight out of Thailand.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So that was your other gift.
Awesome.
I have two other ones from the Philippines.
Two more?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
So this next one, I'm going to bring them both together. I don't know what this... I think this is kind of like palm tree, I think. But it's supposed to get bigger or looser when it hits water, so it like grows to your skin or something like
Whoa.
That. Yeah, it's supposed to stretch out. So yeah, I don't know how you quite do it, but I would put it around your wrist or wherever.
That
it's a cool
is
like
awesome.
It's like made from like palm tree.
How is this even possible? I don't understand it.
Yeah, I was gonna get you like a regular bracelet, but
this is.
But you can get a regular bracelet anywhere, you
yeah.
know? Like one
yeah.
of those tied up.
This is like...
You've never seen it anywhere.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't figure out how it's made. Or if there's a machine that makes it. Yeah, this is cool, man.
Yeah, I gotta ask Sam what you do with it. I'm not quite sure.
This is awesome.
I think it's a bracelet.
It feels like some sort of wood, maybe like a palm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's woven... Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is handmade?
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. Like, you see stuff in Mexico, but it's all, like, threaded
mm-hmm.
stuff. This is, like, threaded wood. It's nuts. This is awesome. Thank you. This is
yeah.
crazy cool.
You're welcome. From me and Sam. All this from me and Sam.
Man, that... Just nuts.
And for your last and fourth gift, I got this in Dumaguete, where Sam's dad's from. And I saw these a lot. And it's just, I don't know why it is or what it is, but it's an ongoing like joke or something. But there's all these sizes everywhere, and it's just like a... I'll let you explain what it is.
Okay. There's a... Looks like a dude with a barrel around him.
Uh-huh.
And you take... Oh. Okay. You take... This is a JP gift, right?
Yeah.
You take you okay. There's a dude with a barrel. It's hand carved.
Mm-hmm.
You take out the barrel, and the dude surprises you with a little spring gift. This is awesome. Yeah. So I mean, it looks very traditional, very
They're everywhere,
very
dude.
Innocent.
Everywhere.
So it's just like a normal.
You know how like they have those shot glasses with the guy's dicks and boobs in Mexico? Like, yeah, it's just kind of like that.
Yeah, and you take off the barrel and his thing just pops out.
Yeah.
His privates. That's awesome. This is great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Well, dude, awesome. Thank you. And I'll tell Sam, thank you when I see it. This is great. Awesome. Beautiful gifts. Awesome stuff. Thank you
very
much.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So cool.
I told you, it was a lot of fun shopping for people.
Yeah. Because
I was there to see all of it.
I don't know if I could, like, contain myself shopping. Like, seeing this stuff, man, I would go nuts.
Because a lot of shit's cheap, man. You gotta find out. Because sometimes there's, like, touristy places and shit's expensive. Like, you know, it's like $10 for a shirt. Okay, $10 a shirt. Well, in reality, you can go down the street, get a shirt for, like, $2, a buck, 50 cents, you know? And it's the same shirt.
Right.
You're just in an area where there's a lot of tourists, kind of
thing. That's crazy. Well, thank you for the gifts. I want to get to the rest of the trip and to the juicy part of the trip, because there is a juicy part. So I think we left off in Thailand.
Yeah, we were in driving up from Bangkok, going up to Khon Kien. We stayed at Sam and Keegan's aunt's house. She married a Thai man, so their children are half Thai, half Filipino. So they speak four languages.
Yeah, wow.
Three or four languages, yeah. They all speak English. They all speak... their father doesn't speak... he knows a little bit of Filipino, but all the kids know Filipino. The mom kind of knows Thai. She says she can't hold a conversation, but she was translating for everything. So,
right.
You know, it's like...
It's
she's just being
like
humble.
Us with Spanish.
Yeah, she's being humble about it. Their father speaks Thai. And he's a director for a nonprofit organization in a university.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's about to retire. So he was doing last minute travel. When we met him, we got there like at 8 or 9. Again, ate dinner, drank some beer, and then he came in around 2 hours later, around 10, 11. And he had like a 4-hour drive through three countries. He went to Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and then to Thailand in 4 hours. Right? It's crazy.
Yeah.
He was cool. He can drink me, anybody under the table, without like stone cold, like not even like. He's not even drunk.
Like not getting obnoxious.
He's just a businessman that just used to drinking with people, like stone cold, like would go.
That's how they do it. And you do business, they go out for a drink.
Yeah,
go out for a drink.
And he was very. I didn't see him tipsy or anything. He drank a lot of beer.
Wow.
And he would drink fast too. It wasn't like a rush thing. It was just conversation drinking, and he'd be like a waiter would come by, he'd just put his beer out, and they'd be like, I want more beer, please, and just come and bring more beer.
Nice. It's,
and he'd buy, like, he'd go and be like, oh, we need more beer. I'm like, oh shit,
that makes me want to just go out to a bar and drink.
I want to invite you to come if you can next year.
Yeah, dude, definitely. Anywhere overseas is just insane to me.
Yeah, I want to invite one person, either you or my sister, whoever can make it,
yeah,
to go, because I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's just something everyone should kind of experience, going overseas.
All you need is the money to get there, man, and that's it.
It may seem like, I mean, we listen to a lot of podcasts, and mainly I listen to DVDA, say, David Cho's podcast, who is now the highest paid artist in the world. And he travels. So I guess to some people, it may not seem like a big deal. Going overseas, it's like, oh, I mean, David Cho's been everywhere.
Yeah.
But to us, we grew up in a really small town. Going overseas to the Philippines is completely foreign to us.
Oh, yeah.
Moving to Austin, which was 5 hours north of where we are,
where we live, was
culture shock.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Coming to Dallas is culture shock. Like, just places in Texas, you go through culture shock.
Yeah.
And then going overseas is a pretty... it's a pretty crazy thing for us. So, for you to go do that, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I really encourage you. I think I'm gonna ask, and I'm pretty sure it'd be okay. Just if I take one friend or my sister to come, and there's gonna be a Buddhist wedding and a Filipino wedding. Yeah. So.
Wow.
I already said, like, they're like, are you coming back? I was like, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to come. If I miss school, if I miss work, I'm definitely coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I was one of the family, man. And now that I'm there, like, they already know who I am, and they've already seen things, like, even more so. Like, why not go? Why? Why? There's no excuse why.
Yeah.
It's like when you told me, like, I was debating buying a camera. You're like, why not buy a camera? You want to tell everybody about the Philippines, or you want to show everybody what you did? And I was
like,
it's true.
Document it. You have it for the rest of your life. Like, that. I mean, it's never going to be like the first time. Like, it's never going to be like that again. Now you're going to go. You're going to know what to expect. You're going to know what to do on the flight. The first time is always the, you know, the test part. It's like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
Nope.
And now you go a little more experienced. You know when to take pictures, how to pack.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely know how to pack
pictures,
now.
All the pictures you took are, like, candid. They're, you didn't know what you were going to get. Now you know what you're getting out of it. You go over there with a little bit more experience. So the first time's kind of shaky, but it's special in that sense that it's sketchy. Because it's the first time, and it's kind of, like,
was
weird.
Like I said, the flight was not a drag. Nothing in that whole time was I, like, I'm bored. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. Okay. Because it was so new. Like, oh, you're going to want to sleep on the plane. I did not want to sleep. I wanted to watch movies. I wanted to look at everybody. I've never been in a huge plane like that. I've never traveled where they fed me, or they fed us, like, five times. Because they follow, like, whatever area you're at. Like, if, say, it's dinner time here, right? But then you fly and it's lunchtime in over Alaska or whatever. Mm-hmm. They feed you lunch because it's lunchtime.
Oh, wherever you're at. Over, wow.
So they fed us like four times.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And like, and as soon as we got on the plane, they're like, okay, it's nighttime where we're landing. So the lights are off. The shutters are closed. We're trying to get you used to, like, what's going on.
So also they're helping you out in the plane too. They're trying to, they understand what's happening, your international flight. I've never been on an international flight.
It was a trip. There was some, like, bumps in the road where you're kind of frustrated because I know it's towards the end of the trip where stuff got canceled and stuff. But as long as you stay calm and say, like, you know what? Like, at least I'm not at work.
Yeah, right. I mean, I mean, you could be working tax-free weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was working tax-free weekend. You were in the Philippines. My sister was at a lake house for her birthday. I was working tax-free weekend, and I was like, oh, man. I mean, but the paycheck was great. But it was insane. People were so rude.
Mm-hmm.
They were so rude. And everyone was trying to get school uniforms for their kids. And
yep.
I mean, people were just... They're mean, dude. They're mean. People are horrible.
I did experience some rude people and some annoying, like, you know, touristy things. Like, people bump you, they don't care. People, like, we were trying to get Wi-Fi. It was free Wi-Fi. And then some, more so to Sam, because I guess she's a woman and she's smaller. But this other Asian lady, like, got, like, she was in line in front of the person and then she was talking. And this woman's Wi-Fi didn't work. And she, like, got right in front of Sam, like, right in front of her, threw her shoulder in and got her arm out to, like, talk to the lady, and then the lady wasn't talking to her, so she was there, like, waiting right in front of her, and I was like, whatever. And Sam was just, like, kind of nudging her, and she didn't want to move. And then I just tapped her, and I was like, excuse me. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she, like, left.
Yeah.
And that's because I didn't do anything. Like, I just said, excuse me, like, we're in line, you know.
Was she?
She was, I think she was, like, Chinese or something.
She's like, there's an American dude telling you what to do. I'm out of here.
No, just in general, like, just there's an we were in Bangkok,
right.
And it's just Sam was just like, excuse me, like, you know.
Yeah.
But they were like the same height, but I was just like, hey, there's someone here. And she's like, oh, she's somebody. Like, she just left. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm getting away.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
she noticed she was being a little rude, maybe.
Yeah. It was different. It was different. I'll say some more things off air, but yeah, it was different. It didn't bother me. It did get annoying, but at the end of the day, I was like, whatever. I'm in Asia. Like, you know,
right.
I'm probably rude to somebody right now, and I don't even know it.
Yeah, yeah. There was a guy that, I don't know where he was from. I mean, I can't even take a guess on where he was from. He was foreign, though, and he was looking for indoor soccer shoes, and him and his son, and he said, do you have these in a different color? And I'm like, no, everything we have displayed is what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know why no one buys these shoes? He's like, you know why you have so many shoes? And at the store, we have a lot of shoes because it's a small store with a lot of we get a lot of sales, so we have a lot of shoes. Mm-hmm. He's like, because they're an ugly color. That's why no one buys your shoes. That's why you have so many.
Mm-hmm.
And he points at them on top. And that's so bad, I wanted to say, sir, we have so many shoes because so many people buy these shoes. Like,
yeah.
The shoes that you're saying are ugly, I probably have two more pair. Like, everyone's buying them.
Mm-hmm.
They were Nike. They were, like, peach and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And people go crazy for them.
Yeah.
He's just not used to...
The culture.
You know, yeah. So there's a complete difference in what they understand and what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he was trying to be rude.
Well,
or...
like, when you have money, you have power.
Yeah.
That's a big thing in Asia. Like,
maybe
he did. You could be rude to people,
mm-hmm,
if you have money. And they'll be like, right away, sir.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like I said, people have maids and stuff, and it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you pay them 50 cents a day or something like that, a week.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of money to them. So I understand, like, coming when you come... being very wealthy in a country, and they're probably wealthy here too, but this is America, you know, kind of thing. Like, everyone deserves these rights and freedoms, kind of thing. But yeah, that was definitely the thing that I learned too. Like, money is power. We flew on some airlines where it was some cheap airlines, and they were not friendly. They were not willing to work with you. And it was the worst customer service I've ever been to.
Really?
Yeah.
On the plane.
Yeah, everything was, you had to buy it. It was the flight was cheap, but everything. There's a thing called a terminal fee. Usually, when you buy a ticket in the States, right, everything's already in there, like taxes. Where you see it all, like when you're gonna buy it, check out, right? When you're ordering online or whatever. That's not how it is in like some other countries. You buy the ticket online, whatever. It's cheap, cool, right? When you get there, you gotta pay for your seat. You gotta pay for a terminal fee. You gotta pay for
cash.
Yeah, cash. There's a line. You check in your bags.
So what's the ticket for? Just to guarantee that you're going to get on?
The ticket's for the flight, the actual flight, not the seat, not the that the terminal fee.
So they kind of separate.
Yeah, and in America, all that's like in the ticket. Like, you'll say like, oh, terminal fee there, taxes, whatever.
Yeah.
Everything's in there already.
Yeah, because the flight to me is like, I'm guaranteed a seat there.
Yeah.
Like, or
yeah.
I have my seat.
Yeah, that doesn't guarantee, you know, you got to pay for your seat. You got to pay for all that.
Wow.
After you bought your ticket, which is really, I thought it was really weird, but whatever.
That is pretty weird.
Also, a lot of people do need odd jobs in the Philippines. Like, they need more jobs. Like, people pump your gas, people. So I think it's another way, like, to have people working. Like, oh, I work at the terminal fee because they need
yeah.
a terminal fee.
Right.
And it's more jobs and stuff. And so in that sense, it's probably why. It's annoying because you have to go through another line and wait and get there super early because you got to do all this crap that you don't ever do in any other airline in the States.
Yeah.
Props to, I don't know. I think it was, I've been to several airports in America. It was like Denver here, California. And I thought they were hectic and like out of control. But oh my God, they are so well organized here in the United States.
Yeah.
Where I was like, man, that's nothing. Like, here you go, you scan your luggage, and then you go check it in. And then you go to get your seat. You go sit down and wait for your seat, right,
yeah.
for the plane. In some places, you scan your luggage to get into the airport. Go, check in your luggage. You go look for where your airline is. You go and check in your luggage, right? Pay people there and they check on luggage. And you have your carry-ons with you. You go, you walk, you pay for a terminal fee. It's like $20 or whatever. And then you go to your airline. And then they check your luggage again, your carry-ons.
Right.
So you already checked your luggage. They've already checked your luggage 3 times.
Yeah.
3 times. Like, at that one time, I was like...
So you keep grabbing your luggage?
They keep going and looking through your shit. Like, I was like, I've already... They've already. Why did there security at the beginning of the airport if you're going to check my luggage again?
Yeah.
And they already x-rayed it twice. Why are you going to look at my luggage again?
Man.
I'm not going to have a bomb. How am I going to create a bomb or drugs or anything? Like, how am I going to do that? And one's like the airport, the other one's like the checking bags, and the other one's like the airline. They all check your security purposes.
Wow.
It was annoying.
That is annoying.
Super annoying.
Like, traveling. I guess I didn't think about the travel as much as like just the stress of being on a different time zone. The stresses of traveling.
Mm.
And then you go back to the...
Then you're like tired and sleepy and you're just trying to sleep out of, in a chair and something smells and you're moving and... Yeah, like we're also saying like... yeah, this was a lot of fun. Like this was a great experience and stuff, but it takes a certain person to do the things we did.
Like what?
Like it was nonstop, hit the ground running. It was like you get there, you doing something, you wake up early, you go to bed like at 2 in the morning, you wake up at 7, you eat breakfast, you go do something all day. You go like we drove to the Grand Palace, spend there 4 hours, come back, have a lunch. Like, you ate every time you're supposed to eat.
Yeah.
We ate so much, you know, and you know, I would drink a lot of coffee, and then you'd eat even times when you didn't have to eat. You just eat, to eat. And so you'd go driving a car, you're going somewhere else. We're going to check this out. Oh, do we have time to do that? No. Okay, we're going to do this then. And you're constantly doing something. You don't get to sleep until after you're done going out that night. Shower, pack because you're leaving or you're going somewhere. Sleep, wake up super early because you're going to travel 10 hours or something, go on the flight after you had this long day.
Yeah.
And then go somewhere else. Then you're getting there, maximizing your time there, doing as much as you can. Oh, we're going to chill, but we're going to have drinks and hang out right now to chill, to get, you know.
Right.
Then tomorrow's a big day. We're going to do a lot of stuff. And it was like for 2.5 weeks.
Just straight full schedule.
Full. Like I understand why it's hard to be a celebrity. Not that I did anything like celebrity-like, but I understand how...
But you always have something...
You're always doing something. You never... Like, I just wanted to sit down and not do anything. Like,
turn on Netflix.
No, not do anything. Just lay down and not do anything.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to lay down, hear the birds, and just not do anything. I did it... We did it one day, and it was in Dumaguete. It was like the provinces. Provinces? Mm. Provincial provinces, yeah. So there was really not a lot to do.
Mm.
But like I just laid down there and heard the rain. And I was like, oh my God, wow. We just walked around, checked out the market, and that's it. Like that was the only big thing to do. Rode motorcycles.
Yeah.
But I really didn't do anything that one day. And I was like, oh my God, this is what I wanted to do this whole time.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of walking?
Yeah. A lot of sitting. A lot of trying to get a nap here or there. Keegan and Sam were already seasoned travelers, so.
Yeah.
They knew when to maximize napping and stuff. And I was more of like, I want to see everything. I don't want to miss anything. Like, I saw those mountains in the Buddha, and they didn't see that until we came back.
Yeah.
But I saw that, and I was like, wow, this is awesome.
You're just kind of looking.
Yeah, everywhere, listening to podcasts, music, and just, like, looking. Like, wow, like, this is...
Soaking it in.
Yeah, just trying to get as much as I could out of this whole trip. And that wasn't even, like, half the travel. Like, the first week was Manila, Bangkok to Khon Kaen. We already done so much. We rode the elephants there. Went to some markets. Went to another temple where the elephants were at. Or the ruins. There were ruins of a temple.
Right.
So they were all old and kind of broken down.
That's insane.
And then when we got to Khon Kaen, we had drinks and stuff. The next morning we went shopping. We went to buy your shorts and stuff. We had dinner, I want to say, sometime. And then we went out. What did we do in Khon Kaen? I can't remember. But the second day, before we left, we had dinner at a brewery, at a local brewery, which was really cool because they were like, oh, this is the up-and-coming thing here. And I was like, dude, breweries are a dime a dozen in Texas. They've been a thing. They're even more of a thing. They're like, oh, really? Like, you know? And they were very like excited to share that. So their beer was really good.
Really?
There was like a light beer and there was a dark beer. The dark beer was kind of like nutty. It was like nutmeg.
Like,
it was like nutty.
Was it, like, really dark?
Yeah. It was, like, a bock. It was, like, a thick... It was good. And those are the ones we were drinking. Like, I had, like, 5 or 6, and I was, like, I'm tapping out. And that's when their uncle was, like, no, come on, let's give me, like, more. Like, it was funny, because I was, like, I told them, like, the first day that I would try to keep up with them. They all just started laughing, because I was, like, after 4, I was, like, I'm done, man, because... So the second night when I knew we were gonna drink, they're, like, oh, tonight we're gonna drink with you, you know, up with the chat. We're gonna drink. This is what we're doing. It's like, all right, so I mentally prepared. I drank 2 glasses of water, ate dinner, drank a glass of water, had a beer, drank a glass of water, had a beer. Did that for like 5 beers. So I pee like 4 times.
Yeah.
But the next morning, no hangover.
Yeah.
No feeling hydrated. Like I was super hydrated.
See, and I would probably be so excited that I drink and wake up the next day hungover and just ruin.
Yeah.
Because you're in the heat.
Yeah. Like, and that was a big thing too. Like, that I don't know if the other people I was with really were aware of how much water they needed to drink.
Yeah.
Like, Sam knew. I drank a lot of water. It was annoyingly a lot. Because you're sweating. So I sweat a lot. Yeah. And you sweat even more because it's super humid and super hot. So I would drink a lot of water, but I wouldn't have to pee because it was so much.
You're just, yeah. Everything was, you're sweating it out.
And then it was raining and stuff, and you don't realize that you're also sweating when it's raining, and you're also releasing,
humid,
yeah. It's
sticky.
We saw a lot of malls there. We kind of got lost a little bit, but we kind of got back on. And then we, the next day, we're going to go back to Bangkok to fly out. Oh my God, that was the longest travel in. Okay, so we finished Khon Kaen. The next morning, we're going to have breakfast. Then we're going to go, we're supposed to go to a market and then get on the bus to go back to Bangkok. So we eat breakfast, we go to one store, and then we meet up with their cousin. We're with Sam's aunt. And then we have breakfast again, which is like a common thing. We ate breakfast, we ate breakfast twice and lunch twice and dinner twice everywhere we went. Just to do something, kind of thing. Really good, really cheap. I had bought some plugs and stuff in the day before and checked out some street art that I posted on.
Yeah.
That was kind
of
cool.
Yeah. Was there a lot of street art?
No, like I said, I didn't really get to explore like the underground, kind of go look around and take pictures of stuff you're not supposed to be at. That was kind of, every time I saw it, if I had a chance, I'd go do it.
Right.
And, Sam was getting a manicure or something, so me and Keegan stepped out, and I was like, hey, let's go check that graffiti out real quick.
Yeah.
It was outside the mall, like, 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
So I was like, you had to get out, you know, and kind of, like, be in Thailand by yourself, and, yeah. Like, hopefully nothing happens.
I
it's 2 blocks.
Hangover.
Yeah. So yeah, we have breakfast again, and their aunt buys us tickets to on a bus back, because everyone else is from there, they're not going to go back and come back.
Right.
It's not cost-efficient. So we get on this bus, and wow, it was a really nice bus.
It was like a charter type?
It was like a charter bus, but it was like first class. It was not first class. It was called gold class.
Mm-hmm.
Two big seats to a row, or two, there's two rows, right? And the two big seats, they recline all the way back. Like, there's no one behind you. It's like a shell. There's a blanket, a pillow, a TV screen in front of you. You can play video games. You can watch movies. The only thing you can do is like plug in your phone. The upgraded class was the highest one, was this first class. That
you
one had
video games.
Yeah, they had it had like Sega Genesis on there. You play Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's
stuff.
Awesome.
Or like Contra and all that stuff. And the only thing that, and it was really nice and fancy, but the upgraded one had like wooden panels, and you could plug in your phone, and there was Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
This other one was good. It was the most comfortable 4 hours ever. I got to do a time lapse video from there to Bangkok. So you ride a bus. I think it's a little longer. It's like 6 hours from like 10 to 4 in the afternoon. Get to the bus station. As soon as you get to the bus station, and that's when we saw the Buddhist going back and stuff. So it was a different point of view. As soon as you get to the bus station, we got to go to the airport. So our flight is in 2 hours. We wanted to go to Khao San Road again to go buy more gifts and get drunk and then go to the airport. But it was Mother's Day. And so Mother's Day changes in Thailand depending on the Queen's birthday.
Wow.
So if I have a new queen with a new birthday, it's a new Mother's Day. And same thing on Father's Day.
That is insane.
So when we got there, it was a national holiday that weekend. They're like, oh, you could make it to Khao San Road, but it's going to take you 1 hour to get to Khao San Road, 1 hour to get to the airport.
So you're pretty much celebrating the queen's birthday.
Yeah, for Mother's Day.
Yeah, for Mother's Day.
And so it would have been, if it wasn't a holiday, we could have made it to both. And got, but they're like, there's a lot of traffic. It's 1 hour to get anywhere.
Can you imagine if we'd celebrate Mother's Day based on Michelle Obama's?
Right.
Birthday.
Yeah, that'd be a trip.
That would be weird. That's insane.
Yeah.
Did you get it? I mean, you talked about a massage parlor.
Oh, yeah. That was later. That was in the Philippines. I'll tell you about that later.
I don't want to hear that.
That was cool. So we traveled on by bus, taxed the airport. And again, this is the only time that I saw in Thailand where 5 lanes turned into like 8 lanes.
Right.
Like people drive on the shoulder like it's no big deal. They drive on the sidewalk. Motorcycles drive on the sidewalk like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like, duh. Everyone's going that way. We need a, you know. And it was actually pretty, like, controlled. It wasn't as chaotic as I thought. Their airport's awesome in Bangkok.
I was already done eating Asian food for a week, so I went to go get a hamburger.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna need a hamburger. And we had like some half American, half Asian restaurant in Keegan, and Sam had some Thai dishes, and me and Kathy had American food.
That was where you guys...
Yeah, that's where I was like, I'm pulling my American card right now, because I really dig
it. How long into the trip was that?
About 9 days.
So before that, you hadn't had an American dish yet?
No. It was all seafood, noodles, stews...
So
a lot of shrimp, a lot of fish, and a lot of noodles, a lot of rice, a lot of spicy stuff. It was good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah. But,
I was like, I just want a freaking hamburger. Like, I was like, honestly, I want McDonald's. I really want McDonald's right now.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'm going to judge you. And I was like, no, okay. And then let me get a burger from some random place. Like, I don't care.
So, McDonald's, I've heard, is different. Like, tastes different.
I didn't try any American food, but I did try some like American chips. Like, I had Doritos in Thailand. There's a picture I posted on Instagram as well.
All those chips the flavors were insane.
We had some lobster Doritos. Not good.
Lobster Doritos.
Yeah. Their Doritos are different too. They don't use high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah, but it tastes weird.
Yeah.
It's
all the bad stuff.
Their soda too, their Coca-Cola and Sprite, they don't really use high fructose corn syrup. They use cane sugar. And the carbonation is not as intense. It doesn't burn. It's like more like champagne bubbly.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's different.
Yeah.
And it's better for you.
Yeah.
And I posted that too. Their logos are not in English. And their Sprite is different. It's like old school Sprite, old school Coke, like when you had like back when you were a kid. That was cool. Their chips were different. I was like, man, I'm not digging these chips at all.
Yeah.
At all. The Pringles, though. Pringles taste the same. Pringles were the same. Yeah. The Doritos and Fritos were in a different level. I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, when they're lobster flavored, that's kind
of... It was lobster flavored. Then I had, like, nacho cheese, but it didn't look like nacho cheese. The bag was yellow. And I was like, this is not nacho cheese. And I had it, and I ate it, and it was not nacho cheese. There was not enough powder. The whole consistency of the chip was different. It was just like, I was like, nah. I ate it all. Don't get me wrong, but I was just like, nah, this is not.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, it was edible. It just wasn't.
It was just not what I was used to.
You wouldn't go looking for it.
Yeah, I did buy some. It's like their ramen. So the big dish in Thailand. Yeah, and I love soups, as you know.
Yeah.
It's tom yum, and so tom yum is like it's like a soup, spicy soup, and usually like with chicken, beef, or like shrimp. And so how we have like ramen here, or like ramen in Japan, like those instant whatever, or pancikan doan in the Philippines, they have tom yum, and I bought some because it tastes like tom yum, like legit tom yum soup. It's like instant soup.
Yeah.
But it tastes really good. So I bought a 10 pack at a corner store.
That's pretty good.
Because we ate those for breakfast. We had a full meal, and then like as a side dish, we had like a
soup for breakfast.
Instant like thing.
I don't think I've ever had soup for breakfast.
We've had soup for everything.
Or, like, I don't think I've ever had...
Everything's very stewy, very soupy in Thailand.
Yeah.
Another thing we did in Bangkok that I forgot to mention, we checked out a Muay Thai match.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or is it, like, underground?
It was an arena, but it wasn't, like, the Las Vegas arena. It was, like, a outside, you know, tin roof.
How intense was it? Like, was it, like, a sporting event, like...
It was, at first I was like, oh, this is cool, whatever, like, you know, that was like the lightweights, like the ultra lightweights and stuff, the kids, and it got to like bigger people, like heavyweights and stuff, and once like people were like, oh, when they get hit, like, oh, and then like all of a sudden you saw like this light go on, and like people were just like screaming to bet, like, oh, no, like, it was, I have a video,
so it was pretty
intense, and I was like, oh shit, you know, like someone is betting a lot of money right now on these two guys.
Yeah.
We saw 3 knockouts.
Wow.
To be honest, I got tired. I was already like burnt out. I was falling asleep. I had some Thai coffee, which is really good. Thai coffee is a thing. It's delicious. And we saw seven matches for like $20 each. Which you're like, $20 is a lot of money, but we saw 7 matches.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, compared to like just a local boxing match is more expensive than that.
Yeah. And we saw like... after the main event, we saw like exhibitions of an American and an Englishman. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. And then we rode the subway.
Did you root for the American?
I didn't care. Keegan did, but then he lost to this tall British guy. He had him. He was a short, stocky black guy compared to this tall, like big
Viking looking British guy.
So betting's illegal there.
Gambling and drugs are a big no-no in Thailand.
Yeah. So it was
the only thing. The only time about gambling was kind of okay is Muay Thai boxing.
And was it open gambling there? Like, could you go?
I didn't really know. I wasn't really into that.
There wasn't a booth where you could go and place a bet, like a horse race or like a.
No. But we asked about drugs just because we're curious of what the etiquette is and. Drugs, drug dealers, or anything associated with drugs, automatically death penalty.
That's insane.
Like, you go through a trial, but it's not a trial of your peers. It's a trial of the government.
Yeah.
And
it's just
they,
to let you know.
If they, like, prove that you're... It's not even they prove that they, like, already know, like, you're going to die.
That is just...
But the risk of drugs, you get paid a lot more money if you're a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah.
The risk and all that. Like, even for marijuana, you get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
We had a conversation on that, so... I was like, oh, so that's scary.
Yeah.
Philippines, different story.
it's
different.
More,
it's lax.
It's
more like Mexico.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, wow, that's different. There's different rules.
I mean, it's not a bad, it's just scary.
It was scary.
It's not like you're going looking for drugs, but I mean, if you didn't know and you went as like, you know, just a tourist and you just so happened to ask the wrong person. Man.
Yeah, it was a trip. So that was cool. And then, okay, so we took this bus back to Bangkok. We took a cab from there to the airport. Flew from the airport from Bangkok to Manila. Because if you're going to go back to the Philippines, you got to go through Manila. Get there, go through customs, check all your shit. Had like an hour layover. Had breakfast. It was 6 in the morning when we got to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. We flew out like at midnight.
Was there a time change from Thailand to the Philippines?
An hour. I think it's an hour.
Okay.
An hour. Not bad. And then I didn't really feel it. I was getting up at 5 in the morning anyways to do stuff. Had breakfast at Jollibee. That's a big Filipino thing.
What's that?
Jollibee, I thought it was really weird at first. The first time I had Jollibee was in Vegas, but it's really good. It's their like version of McDonald's. They serve fried chicken, spaghetti, hot dogs, hamburgers, and then traditional like Filipino breakfast like corned beef hash with rice.
Spaghetti?
Yeah. And
that,
they
mean,
love the spaghetti. I think
it's normal except for the spaghetti. Like,
and they have hot dogs in the spaghetti. It's not meatballs. It's hot dogs.
Like cut up
hot dogs, yeah. Like,
that is insane.
Yeah, and they like I was like, this is not spaghetti, and they love the spaghetti and they're like, don't knock it, whatever. And I had it and to me it tastes like ketchup and noodles.
Yeah.
Their burgers are okay, like they have. It's just that it's comfort food. It's different.
Yeah.
Their chicken is really good. The fried chicken and the spicy fried chicken. Their breakfast is awesome. Their eggs are all over like over medium. You ask for sunny side up and they give you like over medium.
So the yolk is hard. Yeah, I like it with the yolk a little hard.
And like, they have corned beef hash. Corned beef hash is really good. I really like corned beef.
Yeah.
With rice and egg.
So that's their fast food place.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that's like the go-to. So I had that for breakfast. It's really good. I enjoy it. I'll eat it again. And then we had breakfast, and then we fly from Manila to Dumaguete. And Dumaguete is more of the province, more of a farm. And
that's in the Philippines.
That's in the Philippines, yeah. So Khon Kaen to Bangkok. This is already travel. Khon Kaen to Bangkok, Bangkok to Manila, Manila to Dumaguete.
Yeah.
We get to Dumaguete, we take a bicycle to... we get to Dumaguete, we're staying at their aunt that we stayed in Bangkok, or in Thailand. She has a house in Bangkok and she has a house in Dumaguete, right? And there's only a maid that upkeeps the house, like 2 to 5, Monday through Friday. They just go check on the house and clean it and dust it and stuff.
Right.
So they knew we were coming, so they had everything prepared. And so we got there, we met the maid. She told her like, "Hey, this stuff needs to be washed." And as soon as we got there, it was like 10 in the morning, and we decided to go island hopping because we're gonna go meet with their family the next day. So we got there, so get to Dumaguete, take a tricycle to the house, unpack stuff, pack stuff for a day trip, get on a bicycle back to the port, take a ferry to Sikihor. It's an island an hour away. On a ferry.
An hour ferry ride.
Ferry ride, yeah. Kind of it's like a medium fast ferry. It wasn't like super like jet ferry that I was saying earlier, but it was a fast ferry. It wasn't like a barge.
See, yeah, not all this that you're telling me, I'm thinking, like, dude, I'd have my headphones in, writing with all the scenery on me. Like, that's how I feel like I would deal with the traveling. But I probably don't realize how freaking exhausted.
You're tired. So, look, recap. Bus to taxi. Taxi to plane. Plane to plane. Plane to bike. Bike back to the port. Port to ferry. Ferry, you get to Shisiki Hor. You assess what time you have. We had 5 hours to the last ferry. The last ferry was at 7:30. And we got there at 11.
And how are you finding all of this information out? Internet?
No. You don't have internet. You don't have any Wi-Fi connection. You just go and ask people and you go look at the times for the ferries and you say, hey, what's the last time? Or
so this is all...
word of mouth. You're all like, man, maps, dude, and stuff. And like, you know, you after about a day or so, you kind of get into the rhythm of what you're doing. Like at the end, I already knew like what we need to do, how to do it, or whatever. Like we kind of planned. And that's because we planned out before.
Just ask Siri. Like...
and we had planned it out before.
Yeah.
And we didn't follow through the plan because it's very different.
Right.
Like initially I wanted to go cave spelunking and cliff diving and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But when we got there, they're like, okay, this is the tours we offer. This is what time you have depending on like the last tour. Okay. What do you want to do? And I was like, oh, we want to do this, this, and this. And like, okay, you have no time for that. You can pick one of the three. Okay, we'll do that. But he's like, well, we have this tour that you can do the whole coastal of the whole island. It's 1 hour, the whole thing. And we're like, okay, we'll do that, but we'll only go do the tour all the way up to where we want to go, and we'll just do the kind of the hit the main points. We'll do like 5 minutes there. So Shisiki Hor was really cool, but like I said, if you're not a seasoned traveler, if you're not knowing what you're getting into, you're going to be very frustrated and tired. So it looked like we did a lot of things, but we didn't stay there the whole day doing that one thing.
Right.
So we got to Shisiki Hor, we ate lunch, right? And this was my first experience going to have a Red Horse, which is a popular beer. Supposedly, there's liquor in the beer. And it kind of tastes like there's liquor in the beer.
Yeah.
But I ordered it. It goes by a liter. It's like 75 cents for a liter.
Gosh.
And I get there. And, you know, it's hot. And I get my plate. I had, like, cold lunch food. And I grab the bottle. And then someone hits me on the shoulder. And the bottle slips out of my hand.
What?
And I'm trying to grab the bottle. My plate flies off.
What?
So, like, the bottle crashes. This is my first bottle of Red Horse. Crash on the floor. My plate breaks. And then for, like, the next 2 seconds, you can hear a pin drop at the bar. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, no one knew what I was saying. Like, and I was like, do I go pick it up? So I started picking it up. They're like, no, don't touch anything. Like, just go sit down. I was like, okay.
Can I get another beer?
No, and Keegan had already bought a beer. So we had a liter. For four of us.
Wow.
And they're like, dude, just don't worry about it. But I feel like real bad. And I was like,
yeah, because you can't apologize.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I'm so sorry. They were just like, no, it's whatever.
But, like, you were just going to put your hands
I mean, that's Thai. But,
yeah.
But I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. But yeah, and it was kind of bummed for a minute or so, but I got over it.
I imagined all that happening in slow motion.
No, it was horrible, man.
Yeah,
like, I hate when people drop shit. Like, yeah. You know, like, be careful. No, dude, it's a whole liter of beer that just fell. And there was kind of people, like, the regulars there looking at me like, it's just full doing, like, what's wrong with him?
Here, yeah. Obviously.
And, like, there's a lot of tourists with us in the ferry looking out, going to do stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people from, we saw people from France at the Muay Thai match, people from France here, people from China, people from Japan. And so we had the beer and stuff, and then we talked to the tour guide. It was about 1,000 pesos, which is like $22 for all four of us for the day, for 5 hours. We eat and we take off. We take off, it's about 20 minutes to the first landmark we're going to go to, and it's some... He puts gas in his motorcycle by liters, right? And he stopped. And it's not a gas station because this island is like desolate. There's not a lot of stuff going on. And there's got a guy with Coca-Cola bottles at a little lemonade stand looking thing. And there's like red bottles and clear bottles, and they're bottles of gasoline.
What?
They're like liter bottles of gasoline. He gets two of them and he pours them down his gas tank. And I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. It fills up, and then we go and I'm recording and taking pictures and stuff. My battery's, a lot of my time when my battery was dying, I had to like kind of figure out what I wanted to do, and you know.
Yeah.
So we get there and we go to the next spot, and we go to like this enchanted tree where it's like a, we'll go to a natural spring. And I took some pictures there. I have a picture of Keegan there on Instagram at the natural spring, and that was cool. And I always, everywhere I went, and like Sam did not notice this till about a day or two into the trip, where everywhere I went, people just stared at me. Like I get a look. It wasn't a rude look. It was just like a, what are you? You know, you're not Filipino.
Yeah.
You don't look American.
Yeah.
The, you know, yeah. I've never seen anything like you. Like,
yeah. You, like
kind of confused, kind of like stern, like, like, you know.
Yeah.
Everywhere I went.
Yeah.
And it was almost like I was like a thief. Like everyone looked at me like I was going to steal something. But I was like, I'm not going to steal anything.
I wonder what they thought.
Yeah. I wanted to know too.
You don't look like Mexican.
Yeah, I didn't know what they thought either.
I mean, because I'm thinking they're thinking probably like stereotypical looking Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you don't look.
I look American because I'm wearing American clothes.
You don't
but
look like you don't look white. So it's yeah.
It was weird, and there's only one time I felt real uncomfortable where we're at some mall and we're getting we're buying like minutes for a phone,
mm-hmm.
and like the security guard kept like following me and like looking at me. And like these other two guys at the shop kept like looking at me and following me.
You were suspicious, dude.
And I was like, "Whoa, dude! I'm too tired. I'm not seeing anything. Like, I don't. I want to leave because they keep staring at me, and I stare back, and they don't stop staring.
Yeah, they don't.
So I like I after about 2 minutes, I had to turn away because I'm like, this is uncomfortable. But anyways, it's everywhere I went. And that was like it was so bad when I dropped that beer, you know, kind of thing.
You were,
you know, you
made it worse
because you know Keegan's girlfriend, it's a girl, so you know you stare, but they're staring in a different way.
Yeah, right, right.
So me is a little different. So Sam kind of like got nervous, like hey, people stare at you, like I'm sorry, and I was like, yeah, it's uncomfortable, but you know I get it. I'm not from here.
Weird.
Yeah,
on,
it was
you're
weird.
On the other side of
the coin there.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's that's so weird. That's an
you know, and like here deal. I like to think that Texas and parts of Texas, we're going to melting pot. These big cities, mm-hmm. you know, people are used to not. You know, just Caucasian, blonde, blue-eyed people, you know, or you know, in the valley, you know, everyone's Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
But there, they're like, they see tourists, but some of these kids have never seen anything else but Filipino.
Right.
Or hear another language, you know?
Right.
They've never seen a man with this weird camera that goes underwater.
Yeah.
With this phone, you know, with these things that... They don't know what it is.
A bunch of gadgets.
Yeah, like, what is he doing? Like, I had my GoPro, and the guy was like, oh, I'll hold it while you go in the water. And I was like, no, I'm going to take it with me. And they were like... And I jumped in, and they came back, and they were like... They were telling me, like, oh, yeah. They're like, hey, look at that camera. It goes in the water. It does that. Wow, that's weird. And so anyway, we get to this enchanted tree. It's mm-hmm. called the Enchanted Tree, and there's, like, a natural spring under there. But it's said that the tree is the one that produces the water that flows out of the thing.
Right.
And it looks like it. It looks cool. But in that little, like... creek or whatever, it's like a cement creek, there's little fish, a lot of little fish, and you put your feet in and the fish pick at your feet and they eat your dead skin, so they're cleaning your feet.
Did you do it?
Yeah, we all did it.
Feel
weird? Yeah,
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, Keegan was kind of ticklish and was like,
oh yeah, I'm way too ticklish.
But no, it was an experience. It was a lot. It was like a big school of fish, like,
yeah, I'd try it.
They're little fish and they're just all,
that's funny, that's so awesome.
I have pictures and video of that too. I'll show you that later, but yeah, it was. We went to that. We did that for like 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then after we took pictures, you know, it was kind of like snap your pictures, you know. And it was only us four that our guide was stayed on the motorcycle. And so we did that. It was cool. And we're like, oh, that was it. Like, we didn't know about that. We had like research Sikihor and what we wanted to do. We didn't know that was on there. And so then the next spot, we go to this the oldest covenant in the Philippines. It's an old church. It was really cool. So if you know anything about Filipino history, they're conquered by the Spaniards. The Spaniards are very Catholic, so Catholicism is huge in the Philippines, like huge. It's like, I was listening to the Filipino radio
mm-hmm.
when we were in Cebu, and there was a guy, it was like a talk show, and the guy was counseling people on like marriage counseling, and from the gist, because they would speak kind of half English, half Tagalog, and from the gist of it was like this lady wanted to get out of her marriage because her husband was not being cool. It was like not abusive, but just wasn't meeting up to the bargain.
Right.
And she's like, you can't get a divorce. You can only get like an annulment, and it's expensive.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can't leave your husband. You're married.
it's the law. Like,
what?
It's the law. You are breaking the law if you leave your husband. It's in the eyes of the church and in the eyes of the country, that's illegal.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that is... And he's telling them, like, you can't do this. There's no way you can leave. There's no grounds for you to leave.
In our heads, that's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. You can't leave. And so, in America, you can have 5 wives. Yeah. You know, you can leave her just because you're tired of her.
Yeah,
you can leave him because you're tired of him.
What he's saying is so bad. Like, I mean, to me, like, hearing that sounds like, whoa, do you...
Yeah, like, like an example, you go into, you know, a marriage, you know, oh, they're not making enough money, they're not making me happy. You know, me kind of thing. They're not... I want a divorce. And you can get a divorce. For anything, you need a divorce. You don't need any other grounds or anything. You just get a divorce, get a lawyer, whatever.
Yeah.
Done. Get married again, it's no big deal. Then it's like law. It's in the law.
Wow.
I thought that was a trip.
That is.
So yeah, went to that church. It was really cool. Got some cool shots. And you know, checked it out. Did some prayers and stuff. They were singing. I wanted more singing. They didn't sing as much. Mm-hmm. I also saw a blind Filipino band singing at the airport. And my batteries ran out.
Wow.
But I wish I could have recorded them, because they would have been awesome to intro, and they'd have been awesome just to have.
Wow.
A blind band. It was an old lady and 3 old guys. A blind guitar player, a blind tambourine player, and a guy playing like the box. All blind.
And then you think like blind. I mean, when you lose a sense, it's said, I guess, that your other strengthens, your other senses get stronger.
Yeah.
So they probably have, you know, a
and they were old. They like
feel.
They sounded old. She sounded like an old lady. Like,
yeah.
But it was good, man. It was like nothing I ever heard of. It was like not quite Mexican, not quite. Like, it was like Spanish guitar, but it wasn't Mexican. It was Filipino. It was,
that's
and they were
insane.
Speaking, they were singing Filipino. It was cool.
Man,
you
would,
saw the
I
Spanish influence,
get, like,
and
from that,
yeah, so. It was cool. Another big thing that I learned in Thailand: bossa nova rules.
Man, bossa nova. I love bossa nova.
Everything is in bossa nova. That's the big thing in Thailand. Bossa nova. Everywhere you went, you heard American covers of bossa nova songs.
Yeah,
American songs, bossa nova.
Bossa nova style.
I heard Billie
bossa
Jean, bossa nova. I heard a bunch of like Maroon 5, moves like Jagger in bossa nova.
I never knew a bossa. I didn't know bossa nova was big in Thailand.
Huge, man. I didn't know either. And I was like, oh, bossa nova's weird. But no, it's freaking cool.
I had recently gotten into it.
It's really cool.
It's like a really Brazilian thing.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a, like, I was trying to like Shazam it, and I was trying to buy CDs, but yeah, it's really cool. I think we should have that as our intro today.
Yeah, so I got a lot of bossa nova.
But it was like, but it has to be a bossa nova cover of some American song.
I don't think I have any. I have a really famous bossa nova.
And it's,
I wanted to do a whole album where I got bossa nova and did hip hop to it and call it like Brasil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard.
Yeah,
because the tempo isn't the tempo of it's on a different tempo of hip hop,
yeah.
And the beats are on different.
It's like
beats,
it's like a syncopated rhythm. It's very like dancey. It was really cool. And like the thing is, a lot of Filipino singers sing that, and that's how they get famous.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was that was a trip. We do Sikhi Hor, and we did that church. Then we go to a waterfall. And pictures there as well. That's when we did the little cliff jump there and
right.
Swam. And, you know, that was where it got kind of shady too, because there was like locals there. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to go swimming together, because then you leave your shit behind. So it was like, oh, 3 of you go and one stays kind of thing. We switch out. And they were like, oh, no, we'll watch it. And I was like, no, you're not watching anything, man.
Yeah.
You're not going to be here.
Like, you can't be quick to
I'm
going to
dive. I'm going to jump and I'm going to come back up and everything's gone, you know. So we went that, and then from the waterfall, we went to a resort. And by resort, it's not like a resort you would think of, like, you know, a hotel. There's hotels, rooms and stuff, but it's not like a 5-star resort. It's like a 2-star resort.
Right.
It's Hotel 8 of resorts. And that's when they did it was like a 30-foot cliff dive and like a 50-foot cliff dive.
I did
a 30-foot. Keegan did both.
Man, I can't even swim.
The water was super clear. When we got to Sikhi Hor, I was like, wow, I've never seen blue water. And I was there, and it was crazy. Super salty in Sikhi Hor, by the way.
Really?
My eyes were hurting. And then we did some practice snorkeling. And we saw some, I saw like a clownfish and some anemones and
It was cool. It was like a nice little like experience. I got cut by a lot of barnacles. I didn't know those things are sharp.
Yeah.
But everywhere I touched barnacles, I got cut. Like little cuts. Sam got stung by an urchin.
Wow.
Yeah. Then so we did that. We snorkeled for about an hour, and then we had lunch or dinner. Dinner was cut short because we had to leave because we had to make the ferry. Right. We had, you know, a round of beers and, you know, like three plates of food. Food in the Philippines is like not Asian size. If you go like to like a barbecue place or whatever, it's really big, a lot of food.
Yeah.
And they decorated, like we ordered at a table and then they decorated a table next to us and did a whole shebang and we had to sit there and eat.
Yeah.
Like they made us move, like, oh no, come over here and eat over here with this dining table, all this fancy stuff. Okay, cool. And then we get back to, so then that's the whole day. Like in 5 hours, we went to four places, you know, at the end. For the last hour, we snorkeled and then ate. And they had to rush back to the ferry, get on the ferry. And it's a slow ferry, so it's 2 hours to get back. And so you're like in an air condition. And by air condition, it's not like cold air condition. It's kind of like a fan blowing. A slow like barge ferry, watching like Filipino TV, kind of like American Idol stuff.
Yeah.
Weird shows. And then you get home like at, so we left at 7, we got home like at 9, and then you shower and you're gonna pack for 2 days to go to Bayawan. That's about four hours away, and Dumaguete Island. So in Dumaguete, so we shower whatever, and then like, you want to eat? So like, nah, I'm done eating, I just want to go shower and sleep. Shower, sleep, wake up again super early to make the bus. You wake up like at 5 in the morning. And everything in Dumaguete is by, instead of taxis, they have the tricycles. So it was really cool. It's like 9 pesos, which is, I don't know, man, like 30 cents a person.
Right.
You know, and we give 20 pesos for 4 of us. So it's like $4 tip, or 4 peso tip, which is like 50 cents for all of us.
Right.
Sometimes we get more. I give like 100 pesos just because it's like, it's whatever. Like, I had no change and they're not going to give me change. I'm a foreigner. They're like, oh no, it's 100 pesos. Whatever, dude.
That's
whatever.
I got it.
Like, yeah, whatever. You feel like a baller.
Yeah.
And so we wake up like at 5 in the morning. There's no one out. Like, there's some motorcycles, but they're on the main road, like the highway road. So we had to walk like 2 blocks. Super quiet. You know, it's like a small town kind of thing. We get a bike. We finally hit the highway. We get a bike to go to the bus terminal. And the buses are weird. You you don't pay for your bus ticket. You get on the bus, and then when the bus moves, you pay the people.
Wow.
And you gotta make sure that's the right bus, whatever. And then we went on an air-conditioned bus, and it was kind of cool. It was everything.
I guess that would be the equivalent of getting on and having to show your ticket.
Yeah, so you had to get on, and then they're like, where are you going? Okay, it's this much.
Oh, okay.
You give them the money while you're already moving.
So if you don't have the money, it's kind of like you.
Yeah, they'll kick you out. And so that's about a 2 or 3 hour. No, it's about 2 hour.
Is it rain this whole time?
Yeah, it is raw enough rain.
It's just always kind of like, there's always a possibility.
It's never like, rainy season doesn't mean it's constantly raining. It just rains every day. Like, it's like Seattle, it just kind of rains.
Yeah.
A shower here or there. It's going to rain every day.
Yeah.
60% chance.
Right.
But then we got on the bus. And the whole trip is, the whole highway is coastal. So you're seeing water and then you're seeing land. And then we get to Bayawan. And at the end of Bayawan, that's when we saw like a, we ran to like a nice strong shower. And then we got there, it was dry. And you pass by small cities along the way. And I tell you, the bus drivers are crazy. They drive nuts. And then we got to Bayawan. And in Bayawan, it's super, super more provincial than it is in Dumaguete. Dumaguete is like the big city on the island.
Right.
Bayawan's more of a really small town. You know, there's no motorcycles. Everyone's like riding bicycles instead of motorcycles to take you everywhere.
Yeah.
So we took a bicycle to the house, which is like 3 blocks away. We didn't want to walk because, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
We get there and Sam's mom and their aunt from Thailand was very adamant on us picking a day and where we're going to Dumaguete or to Bayawan, where Sam's dad's from. And we meet, they're like, when are you going? You all need to go at the same time. You all need to be there. If you're gonna say you're gonna go at that time, go at that time. Like, you need to tell us now. And we're like, why are they so like, what? Yeah. Like, we can't. So we get there, whatever. And then usually, like I said, the whole rhythm is we get there and we eat, right? Yeah. We get there, they're like, oh, wait for dinner. Like, get them packed and stuff, wait for dinner.
I was like, this is weird.
I was like, okay, whatever. Like, it's cool.
And how far, how many days in is this about?
We just got there. Oh, yeah, days like into the into whole trip. Yeah. This is already about a week. 2 days in Manila, 6 days in Thailand. That's 8 days. And then a day in Singapore, it's nine. The day of travel, 10. This is about day 11.
Okay.
Halfway. Right. Halfway point. And so it's like, whatever. We're like, okay. And they're like, oh, we got like a... Do you want ice cream? We bought out a whole ice cream stand thing. Like a, those... You see, like, ice cream guys here walking around, have a whole ice chest, and they're walking around with their, like, bicycle, whatever. They bought out a whole thing. They're like, oh, that's cool. Like, cool, yeah. And then people started, like, a lot of families started coming in, like, oh, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're going to have lechon. And we already had lechon, like, twice. And lechon's, like, a roasted pig.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought a whole lechon. I'm like, wow, it's, like, a big party or something's going on. And they're like, yeah. And then, like, they bring a cake, and it's a birthday gift for, a surprise birthday for Keegan and Sam.
Oh,
That's why they were so adamant. They're like, oh, happy birthday, whatever. So we had a big dinner. Met their nieces and nephews that did not speak English. They were so adorable. You were like, I don't know what you're saying, but you're cute.
Yeah.
And, and so we ate a lot there and Skyped and partied and checked out a little bit of Baiwan. It was a really, really small town. That was really relaxing, more slow speed, more... Walk everywhere, slow down.
Yeah.
A lot poorer area. It's not like a big city. And so, yeah, they had these huge things. Prawns. So prawns are like shrimp.
Yeah.
They're just huge.
Large.
Like,
shrimp,
fucking huge. And they, in Thailand and in some of the Philippines, they don't, you know, when you eat shrimp, it's usually like a whole shrimp, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have it cut in half. So it's half shell. It's like a whole shrimp, right? But it's cut in half. So the halves are like that.
Like
so you can just scoop out.
Them.
Yeah. So you can scoop it out of the shell.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
But, oh, the shell's still there.
The shell's still, yeah, it has to be fresh. You can't take the shell off or the head or anything because it's not fresh.
Oh, wow.
Because it'll be like, oh, it's already been tampered with and stuff.
Yeah.
I want it fresh. I want the whole thing. Like,
wow. Did it taste any different?
Yeah, it was really like seafood. It was big. It was good. But, I mean, I had ate so much, man.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere
used
I was eating.
To it.
I was used to eating so much. No air conditioning. Where I slept, no big deal, because when we slept, there was a huge like shower all night. So I had probably got the best sleep the whole trip there.
Yeah.
Was in Baiwan, because I slept in a really small, like, I don't even know, full size bed. What's smaller than a full size? Twin size? Yeah. Two separate beds, me and Keegan, and the girl slept in an air conditioned room. But with the windows open, you kind of heard people talking and stuff, and then all of a sudden it was just loud, just rain. No thunder, and no Texas thunderstorm.
Yeah.
It was just hard rain, like pouring down, straight down. No side wind, nothing. It was just straight down, like just big, fat.
So you can
rain.
Have a window open and it wouldn't.
And it wasn't, yeah, you just heard it. And I slept like a baby because I thought it was deep. Like I laid down and I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. Woke up, again, had breakfast. And what did we do that day? After the dinner, we went to a cockfight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are they illegal?
No, they're not illegal.
So they're legal?
Yeah. They're called cockpits, where you go.
And is there betting there?
Yeah.
Legal betting.
Yeah, legal betting.
So...
$150.
I remember you $150.
Yeah,
US $50. I remember you telling me that like about cockfights, and the whole time I was like, man, dude, that's scary. But I guess it's not if it's legal. I mean, because in the States, it's, like, serious. Like, animal cruelty type stuff. Over there, it's just, like, a normal deal. Do they promote them?
No, it's not, like, promotion. It's just everyone knows. Everywhere in the Philippines, there's going to be a cockfight arena, like a cockpit. Everywhere.
Wow. This is a popular thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how is the process like? They have. Do they have like knives?
Yeah,
they
have the blades.
So you see these.
And I thought it was really like gruesome. I was like, oh man, like no, but it's not that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Man, I imagine just being horrible.
Like you know, I thought like you know, it's like to death, like the rooster's gonna die to the death. Not all the time they die. They just like once they stop fighting, they stop fighting.
They only die sometimes.
Yeah, they only die sometimes. And I was like, whatever, like just a chicken, you know, whatever.
They probably eat it.
No, they don't eat it anymore because
they
pump them with like hormones and vitamins and stuff. So they kind of stop doing that.
You should watch out. The performance enhancing drugs, they may get they may suspend one of the
but it was cool. There was like a whole like ritual to it, and there was like a whole like dance and stuff they do.
Oh, that's cool.
And like, I kind of got into the rhythm of what happens, like how they get them to fight. They're like trained and stuff. And it's like an arena of like a dirt arena.
Like a trigger?
Huh?
They have like a trigger for them to go?
No, they're like they're just they're already trained to fight, so they just get them like near them. They hold their beaks and hold one beak, and they hold the rooster and they stretch out its neck, and they'll have the other rooster like peck at him. The rooster's gonna fight. Just and they'll do that. They'll like move him around. They'll let him peck at him. Like, okay, yeah, get angry. So this one's angry already. And the other one's because he's getting pecked at.
Yeah.
So they do the other thing to the other one. They hold the other beak and they go and peck at him. And now he's pissed off. And some are more aggressive than others. Some have been trained and fought more than others.
Are they bigger than?
No, you don't want a big rooster. You want a light rooster that can fly, that can dive, and they fight, dude. It's not like dogs. They like.
That's just
TV. They're like, they'll duck. Like if they jump over, they'll duck under them and. Oh, yeah, it was. I got really into it. I was like, wow, this is crazy. And I watched a few rounds, and then I was like, okay, I'll bet. And I'll bet, like, you know, $1 or whatever. And then at the end of it, I started betting, like, $10. I only lost once. And it was a really good fight. There was, like, five rounds. Like, usually it was, like, after a round or two. Like,
is there a referee?
Yeah, there's a referee there. Like, if a chicken's down or whatever, they'll grab them, and they'll put them together. If they both keep pecking at each other, they'll go again. And they'll wait like 3 seconds, and if they peck, okay. And then they'll put them back on, and they'll go. And then one falls down or whatever, and it's kind of like limping or whatever, they'll pick him up again. And if the one that's limping still wants to fight, like pecks back, they'll do it again until he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And once they don't want to do it anymore, they kind of like bounce him on the floor like 3 times, and then he'll let go of the one that doesn't want to fight, and he'll just stay there. They won't do anything.
It's like a submission.
It's like, I'm done. Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes you saw like bleeding, but it wasn't that bad.
Is there are the people wearing like gloves?
No, man, not at all. Like sandals.
Dude, that is insane.
But like we bought beer and ate street food there, and then at the Wild, it's really easy to bet. We had their cousins bet and their uncles bet for us, and they get a commission off whatever you win. Like, you know, it's just a rule because I don't know how to do that. You know.
Yeah.
And so there's two like lights, right? There's two like signs.
Mm-hmm.
One says like Inilog, and the other one says I think Bikai or Bika, and it's just like left side, right side kind of thing.
Like,
so there's roosters, whatever.
Blue type.
So you're there, like you've seen the rooster, and like you can bet until before they start, and like you'll see them like peck and stuff, and you'll see them like walk around. And they'll have their guard on the blade. They can't. The blade's not out. There's like a sheath.
Right.
So they're walking around pecking and stuff, and sometimes you'll see like one like aggressive. Like you'll be there and you're like, oh, this fool's ready to go.
Yeah.
Like even before. So, you know, I'll be like, oh, I'm betting on that one. Like I'll be okay.
Yeah.
And then you'll tell them like, oh, I'm betting this. Like, okay, okay. And then sometimes like, oh, we can't get any bets together. You gotta go do like double. It's like, all right, cool, we'll double that. And then so Keegan went on a hot streak, and he won twice, 3 times in a row, and I was like, okay. Then he's like, oh, I'm not betting this one, so I bet, and that's the one I lost. But I lost, and it was like a really good. Like they both went at it like after 3 rounds, which no one else went the distance like that. It was either like a round or two, and
three,
then
3 rounds is what
was
they
a lot, dude. Because they would like fight,
yeah.
And then like one would fall down. Like mine was winning, and I was like, yeah, dude. And the guy kept going back. I was like, all right, so they kept going. Once the last round where the guy like got him, and he was just like, I'm done.
Is there decisions?
Like, yeah, it's the referee's decision.
Wow. Dude,
and it says they're like, crazy. You can't argue with the referee's decision.
Yeah, that's insane. Illegal cockfights. Yeah, this whole time I thought they were illegal. But I guess in the Philippines, I guess it's...
Yeah, it's legal. And, yeah, it was cool. Ended up winning, like, $50.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I was, like, towards the end, like, the girls were like, okay, you guys need to stop betting. But Keegan won 6 in a row.
Wow.
And the last one, like, we're really close to being, like, all that he won. Like, throw it on that.
Yeah.
And he won, you know. He didn't throw it all. He just threw like what the bet he was betting was like $10.
Yeah.
But I was really close to being, because I would match his bet. Whatever you're betting, I'm bet the same. And
yeah,
so we'll.
Man, I don't want to. I've.
So
be tempted
so we would
so
just be like, instead of 1,000 pesos, I'd be like, I was like, oh, I bet another 1,000. He's like, okay, so we're betting 2,000 pesos together as a whole.
Right.
And it's cool because you don't have to like upfront the money. You don't like, okay, here's my bet. It's like, oh, we bet. And if you lose, you put the money, you give them the money.
And if you win, you just get money.
Yeah.
In. And you don't win the bet you placed. Like if you bet 1,000, depends on the over under on the guy with the rooster. If right. he says my rooster is like under, like the underdog, I want 30 pesos instead of 10 pesos of the win.
So it's all decided by...
Yeah, they're all speaking. I don't know what's going on. But they'll have like a whole like chart and they'll say like over under this guy thinks. Because then they'll have like a time where nothing was happening, but they were just deciding who was fighting who. And there was one match where a rooster had 2 blades and one had 1 blade because it was a super underdog. It had never fought, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Ended up being a draw. No one won anything, but it was really good.
That's crazy. Dude's double wielding and fighting a experienced rooster with one.
It was cool, dude. It was crazy. It was an experience, man. But I was like, oh, poor rooster. But it wasn't like dog fighting. It wasn't ruthless. It was
organized.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like a shanty almost. It was like a shanty arena. It was cool. I would definitely go again. But they're legal all over the Philippines.
Definitely legal. That's insane.
Yeah, if you go, that's definitely one of the places you're gonna go.
Man, that would probably be the first thing I wanted to do.
We had front row seats right in the front, like looking full thing. And everyone knew like Keegan because he looks exactly like his dad, and that's where his dad's from.
Wow!
Like people came up to him and was like, "I know your dad," whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Either and like the thing they would just tell him like, "You look exactly like him, from behind, from the side. You are your dad." Like, oh, damn, like that's crazy. Everywhere he went in that city.
So his dad is well known in that city?
Yeah, it's a really small town.
Oh, okay.
So everyone knew, like,
that's
who
crazy.
He was, yeah.
That is pretty cool.
After a while, I was kind of annoyed. He's like, yeah, I know. My dad, yeah, I know.
So after the, cockfights, elephants, temples, church.
Waterfalls. Cliff diving.
Snorkeling. There, a whole...
I'm not even done yet.
Of greatness. And we have yet to get to the juiciest part of the story.
Yeah, we're not even towards the other... That's the second third of it, yeah.
Second third. So if anyone's thinking of visiting the Philippines, I think...
Yeah, hit me up. Send me an email or something. Yeah, I'll recommend something.
Give us recommendations. You'll see some... If you want to see pictures...
Yeah, go to my Instagram. There's tons of pictures. I'm probably going to post more and edit some more when I have a chance.
So you'll see that. We'll end this episode on this note. There is a horrific thing that happened to you.
I wouldn't say horrific.
It is scary. And it's some people never go through it in their entire life. Some people it's normal. To me, it was odd. It was scary. When I told my sister and my parents, they were like, is everything all right?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like a weird transition thing. It was weird. I'll get your opinion. We haven't talked about it
yet. Yeah.
So
stay tuned,
your opinion on it. So catch us next time on
whenever we decide to release.
I don't think we have a set date, but catch the next episode when it comes out. It's not going to be long.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Mm-hmm.
Peace.
Laters.